Welcome to WISO News on NPR One and at WISO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. On Saturday, September 16th, Miami Valley residents will once again take part in Dayton's Free to Breathe annual 5K run walk to support lung cancer research. The event moves to a new venue this year and will be held at the Dayton Raceway at Hollywood Gaming. Kathleen Fennig is herself a lung cancer survivor. In this interview, she says her involvement with Free to Breathe is a direct result of her diagnosis.
My journey as a cancer survivor actually started in July of 2010. I had an elderly, non-smoking cousin that was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. And after he died, he only survived until November of that same year. And after he died, I got to thinking that he was a never smoker. And unfortunately, I did have a history of smoking. In my lifetime, I smoked for probably about 30 years off and on. So I thought, well, you know, if I had a relative, a close relative like that, that had lung cancer, perhaps there's something in our family, and it might be a good idea if I got screened. So in December of 2011, I requested a CT scan, and I was originally denied that CT scan because I did not have symptoms. They did do a chest X-ray. And on the chest X-ray, they did see a shadow that they felt needed to be investigated. They then did order a CT scan, and on that CT scan, they saw two small nodules. They were both on my right lung, and they ordered a rescan in 3 months. In 3 months, the one nodule grew, and one of them remained the same. So at that point, I was eligible for a biopsy and also a PET scan, and I was diagnosed with adenocarcinoma, stage 1, they felt was stage 1 at the time. And in April of that year, I had surgery. I had my right upper lobe removed. And in July, after my discharge from the hospital, I kind of went home and I sat on the couch and I was kind of waiting to die. I had so many regrets, one of which was, of course, smoking. And another one was I loved living and I didn't want my life to be over. So at the end of August, I decided that I needed to get on with living my life. And I started volunteering for various agencies. I felt like maybe if I volunteered, maybe God would keep me alive because I could validate my life or validate my being. So I started volunteering for Free to Breathe. And I went to my first walk in November of 2011. I was so disappointed in the number of people that were there and also the low number of survivors. And that was when I decided I needed to do something about this. This just wasn't right. Smoking or non-smoking, there are lots of people that get lung cancer and they don't smoke. And even if you did smoke, that doesn't mean that you don't deserve a cure. So I started advocating for increased research dollars to find better treatment options and eventually a cure for lung cancer. Lung cancer kills more people in the United States than breast, colon, and prostate cancer combined. And more than 1 in 3 Americans are going to be affected by lung cancer in some way.
Annually, more than 220,000 a year.
220,000 people. It's the equivalent of a jumbo jet falling from the sky every day. Mm. About 440 people every day in the U.S. die from lung cancer. And the five-year survival rate is 17%. In 1960, when President Nixon declared war on cancer, the survival rate for lung cancer was 16%. So we're now at 17%, and it's over 50 years later.
Well, we last spoke 4 or 5 years ago, and we're very pleased to have you back with us. Let's talk about this year's event, the Dayton Free to Breathe 5K Run Walk, which will take place on Saturday, September 16th at the Dayton Raceway. That's a new location for this event.
It is a new location. It's kind of a different type of venue. In the past, we either had it in a neighborhood or we had it at Fifth Third Field. But I got a phone call this year from the manager at the Dayton Raceway who had a grandmother who had passed away from lung cancer. And he would go to Philadelphia every year to the Free to Breathe there. And he thought, well, you know what? Why don't I host it this year? And at first, I was a little reluctant about it. But when I went out and saw their venue, and they were essentially opening their doors to us and offering us an awful lot of things that we could offer our participants in a different way. So I thought, you know what, why not try it? So this year we're having it at the Dayton Raceway and Hollywood Gaming. However, it is in the Raceway area, which is family friendly. So you don't have to worry about not bringing your children.
Okay.
It is a family-friendly environment, and I think you'll find that the venue is going to be kind of a fun atmosphere. They're providing refreshments after the event, and for all the adults that are over 21, you'll get a $10 voucher to take into the casino, and they're offering refreshments as well. So, and we're also having a silent auction. We have a lot of items, really nice items, that I've gathered through the community to auction off, and we'll be doing that day as well.
Since 2005, the organization Free to Breathe has raised more than $16 million, correct?
$16 million.
And last year, roughly $30,000?
$30,000 at our Dayton event, and we would like to grow that this year.
Let's talk about how people can get involved and kind of how this is set up.
Okay, well, you can register at freetobreathe.org/Dayton, and you can either create your own team or you can join a team. My team is Viva La Vida, Live the Life, and that's what I have been doing since my diagnosis. But you can create your own team, or you can join anyone else's team, or you can come independently. We welcome any and all people that want to participate in our event.
Kathleen, you are a nurse.
Yes.
Many years in the medical field. Do you think medically we're on track to overtake this someday?
I think that we're very, very close to finding a cure for and better treatment options for cancers. Different types of cancers are totally different diseases. There's not going to be one cure for all cancers. We have so many targeted therapies now, and so many immunotherapies and stem cell research. There are so many great, great, groundbreaking research going on right now, and that's what the money from Free to Breathe does. It funds research, groundbreaking research that has brought us this far. So I only see things getting better.
Again, it's the Dayton Free to Breathe 5K Run Walk, which will take place Saturday, September 16th at the Dayton Raceway at Hollywood Gaming. And again, that is on the racetrack. If you want more details, you can visit them at freetobreathe.org/Dayton. Kathleen, thanks so much for your time.
Jerry, thank you so much. And you know, your radio station's always been so supportive of us. We really appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you.
WISO gives voice to our community, our nation, and our world. I'm Jerry Kenny. Find more on our website at wiso.org.